When news and media and people participate in the media environment, especially with their health issues, does the suggestion of the disease itself activate and turn somebody into a participant? And are they willingly participating in getting the disease, like and having an exaggerated symptom and possibly dying just by mere suggestion?
Certainly. Certainly. That's how everything in your world is created, is by your sunk thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You think, therefore you are. Well, even your science play with that. So, therefore you are. Well, mama had heart disease and papa had heart disease and daddy was a drunk and mama was a gambler, so certainly my genetic code is already well established that I'm going to be a diabetic heart attack at the gambling track betting on the ponies. you establish that, and then therefore if that shows up and turns out to be your reality, well, see, mama had it and papa had it and granny had it and everybody had it, so therefore we have to too. So it's very interesting. People can have a lineage where all their parents died at 40. Well, when they get to be 40, they die too.
What is the chemistry when you say the human thought creates a reality? Is there a chemical map of how that happens in our chemical body?
Yes. It's just like your virus. We were going to say when James brought the question, which this exactly fits. So the correct scientific standard of care procedure, those that are hit by a bus and expire, they should immediately check their viral load to see how much virus they had in their system, to see how that lined up, and you could tell whether or not you were going to get hit by a bus by a pre-existing condition of how much virus you had, whatever it was, when you got hit by the bus.
No,
that doesn't make any sense. Well, but it makes as much sense as paralleling the Black Death to the avian flu, the swine flu, the whichever flu bug that you're speaking of, and it's only because you have conditioned yourself to, you've got to have the worst. Every medicine, even over the counter that you take, you want the maximum dose. You don't care what the least you can take to get by on. You want to know how much is the most I can take that'll kill me. Back that off just a little bit, and that's the amount that's going to work for me until I get immune to it, and then I'll have to double it up. And I'll kill my liver and my kidney and all those other functions. But renal failure is much easier than having the sniffles.
But what is it, the thought? We create our own reality through our thought. Is this thought part of the non-physical? It's part of a bubble bigger than my chemical body, or is it got chemical weight?
Well, no, it's how everything is set up. It's how everything is orchestrated. It's how everything is aligned. Do you think that Mother Earth is waking up and saying, you know, those haven't been very good people. We're going to wipe them out with a tsunami. How do you think that happens? And why does the tsunami hit some places and not hit other places? Now, if the tsunami or the earthquake hits a place on your planet, on your Earth, where nobody's living, does that make the news? And if it does, who's there to report it?
Right, so all those vacationers who got wiped out in America, Samoa a month ago, they lined up to have that experience.
Certainly.